In this podcast, what I'm going to do is talk you guys through creating a database using your existing TSN or BRIS files as the source. So what I'm going to do is log into the main module, and then I am going to click the Build Database button. And when the database builder first starts on the initial screen, you have some instructions that are printed out on the screen for you. But the essence of those instructions boils down to this. All you're really going to do is point the database builder at a folder where you already have matching past performance data and results files sitting on that folder. You're going to select your folder and click a Go button and let the database builder do its thing. And when it's done, it's going to come back and give you a message box that says your database has been built, and it'll show you an exception list of missing files. Up in the upper left-hand corner of the screen is an image of a folder, and that is called the folder icon. If you click that folder icon, what will appear are the drive letter and the folder of where the database builder is pointed. By clicking on a different drive or double-clicking on different folders, you can point the database builder at any drive and folder on your system. When JCAPR is first started, it initially points to your default data folder, and right out of the box, C2007 is your default data folder. But you don't need to go into system settings and reset your default data folder. You can basically just point the database builder anywhere on your system where you happen to have files sitting on a folder. If you are taking the demo, what I'm going to suggest you do is download, or you can use existing files, it really doesn't matter, but get maybe just 10 or 12 files where you have an unzipped past performance data file and a matching XRD results file, and put those files on the same folder. For purposes of example, I'm just going to recommend that you use the C2007 folder because that makes the example really easy for me to illustrate. But if you have other handicapping programs on your system and they require that you keep your files in a given folder, feel free to use that folder when you do this. So I've already started the database builder and I've clicked on the folder icon, and it is pointed to my C2007 folder. So I'm just going to use that folder. And for example purposes, I've placed a total, it looks like about 10 files where I have the files already unzipped and I have matching tracks and dates between my past performance data files and my XRD results files. So I double click on my C2007 folder, and then I click anywhere on the screen, on the database builder screen outside of the folder nav tool, and that causes the folder nav tool to disappear from view. And by clicking the folder icon, I can make the nav tools appear, and by clicking on the screen outside the folder nav tool, I can make the nav tool go away. And you'll find that that same presentation exists all throughout JCAPR. Anytime in JCAPR that you're going to select a folder, you do it simply by clicking that folder icon, and anytime you want to get rid of the nav tools, just click on the screen anywhere outside that folder icon and the nav tool will disappear. Looking at my database builder screen, it says build database C2007. That is right on the giant button at the bottom. But just above that button is a file type selector. The default file type in JCAPR is the BRIS $1 DRF single format data file. And that file type has a file extension with the letters .drf. If you are using a different type of file, then what you do is open up that dropdown and select your file type. JCAPR supports the TSN 50 cent data file, which has the .eg file extension, and it also supports the TSN ProCaps data file, which has the .pcs file extension. So I am using BRIS data files, so I'm going to select BRIS $1DRF single format data file as my file type, and then I'm going to click the Build Database button. And when I do that, I get a little pop-up that says Build Database from Scratch for Folder C2007, yes or no. And I'm going to click Yes. And I'm going to be prompted delete existing JCAPR DAT and DO text files as part of the rebuild from scratch. I'm going to answer yes. And what's going to happen now is I get another message that says all JCAPR DAT and DO text files have been deleted from the target folder. I click OK, and the database builder starts importing results files. I'm just going to let it cycle through, and now it's done, and I'm creating a playlist file, and I see the progress bar moving. It's about halfway done now. When you are building larger databases, this part of the program may take a while. It may take an hour or more if you have several thousand data files that you're working with. But in this example, I've only got a handful sitting on the folder, so it shouldn't take too long. It's about three quarters done now. So give it another couple seconds, and it is just about done. There we go. I've got a little message that says playlist file created. I click OK, and I have another message that gives me the number of card files that have been processed, and it says playlist file created in folder C2007. Would you like to view an exception report? I'm going to click yes. And what's going to happen now is I'm going to get a little screen that has a text box, and it'll show me a list of missing files. What is happening here is the database builder is matching up the XRD results files with the type of data file that was selected during the database build, and it's reporting to you any missing files. For example, if I have, say, an XRD results file and I don't have a matching DRF file, then it'll show me that I'm missing that DRF file. And if I have a DRF file and I don't have the corresponding XRD file for that DRF file, it'll show me a list of the XRD files that I am missing. And that will allow me to go to the BRIS or TSN site and download my missing files and get them on my folder. So after I am done viewing my list of missing files, and I can see here that I don't have any missing files, I can X out of the exception report viewer, and I'm done. I have created a database. And in JCAPR, really, it's that easy to create a database using your BRIS or TSN files as the source. The one area where a lot of people tend to get tripped up is, let's say they're using ProCaps files, and right out of the box, JCAPR is set as a default setting to use the BRIS DRF file. So you have to remember to select your file type from the dropdown. And you only have to do that once. JCAPR will remember your settings, but you do have to do that. Otherwise, the database builder is going to look for the DRF files on the folder that you've selected, and it won't be able to find them. So that's it. That's the nuts and bolts of building a database in JCAPR.